A disappointing end to a day which was fantastic for the club as Aberystwyth lost 3-2 to TNS. Ian, a great day for supporters. They were absolutely magnificent today, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the first thing we need to emphasise, is how well our supporters did and how they, you know, they kept us going through the game, because in the second half we were running on empty at times because we'd worked so hard in the first half to get a 2-goal lead. But, you know, they kept on singing, and I think, you know, to be fair, for the first 20-25 minutes of the second half, it didn't look like TNS were going to hurt us. When they got the penalty, it probably was a penalty, but, you know, as soon as they've got that penalty, the game changed. But before that, they weren't breaking through us. They had a lot of possession of the ball, but we were quite comfortable. Everything was in front of us. They couldn't get behind us, and, you know, we were doing really well. Obviously, the penalty then has made it 2-1. Then they get a free kick, which was a cheap free kick, really. So, again, we've been done by two set pieces to bring the game back to 2-2. So they didn't really open us up. And then, obviously, finally, their third goal, you know, we were tired and we weren't able to, you know, we were looking to get the winning goal, and we were tired and we got caught then.
Well, obviously, the main talking point is going to be how great we were in the opening half of the game. Every single player from 1 to 11 all worked their socks off in the first half and got their just desserts going in with 2-0 lead.
Yeah, you know, we had some kind of game plan and we'd worked on it on Tuesday at the racecourse and on Friday night at Colliers Park, Wrexham. So we'd worked quite intensively on it. And it worked, you know, we got Jonah in the game, we got Jeff counter-attacking, Craig and Venables, and all the players that can hurt TNS really did really well. And you have people sitting in behind, like Sherbourne, in a different role to what he's used to, Corbs. And I felt, you know, it went really well. I didn't think they got behind us at all in the first half either. It didn't really hurt us. They had a lot of possession, as I said, but they didn't really get any chances. They did. The chances they did get were probably all outside the box.
And obviously, with the what was touted as the possible injury to Mike Lewis, Mike did well in the moments he did have to come up. Mike Wells' header being the one moment in my mind that he did really well in to make the save.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it was touch and go whether he would play. You know, the kid, you know, he always wanted to play. That was the first thing to emphasise. He always wanted to be on that football pitch. And because of that, he's worked really hard day in, day out to get his ankle ready. It wasn't 100%. You know, it was a risk. You could argue it was a risk, but, you know, I think it was a risk that paid off because I thought he was excellent on the day.
And although the result, it was, you know, a great end to what has been a good season for Aberystwyth overall after what's happened the last couple of seasons before this season.
Yeah, I think we can't forget that. I think when you think about scoring 72 goals this season, we've got the fourth best defensive record in the league, and I don't think many people have sort of picked up on that. Our goal difference is plus 24, which I can't remember when the last time that happened. We've won 48% of our games, which is 15 out of 32. And we've lost, you know, the third least to lose games. I think we lost 8 games to TNS and Airbus, are the only ones that have bettered that. And I think we lost 2 of the last 16 games before today. So it's a great, you know, end to a season in many ways. And we're we are disappointed that we've not gone on and win it. You know, TNS are full time, we must remember that. And in the last 20 minutes, their fitness told a little bit as well. But each to their own, everyone was excellent and outstanding on the day.
And 2 months today will be the first leg of the European adventure. So back to training soon. Have you got any messages for the supporters ahead of the new season and the European campaign to come?
Yeah, we'll be working hard. Make no mistake, I'll be working as hard as I can. And all the players will, you know, the players will be given 2 or 3 weeks off. They'll be back in and we'll be working hard towards those European games. We're looking to strengthen the squad as we always do. It'd be foolish of us to stand still in this situation. We want to improve the squad. We want to get to more finals. We want to win more games. We want to break the 50-point barrier again next season like we have done this season. And to do that, we've got to keep progressing, because other clubs will progress, other clubs will get better. We've got to try and stay ahead of them and ahead of the game and make sure we improve properly.